It's Wednesday, the 24th of September, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 5 p.m. news. Tsumeb is among the top 10 towns in the country with the highest urban populations. That's according to the 2023 Namibian Population and Housing Census conducted by the Namibia Statistics Agency. The Namibia Press Agency reports that Windhoek tops the list, followed by Rundu, Walvis Bay and others. The Oshikoto region's population grew by 5.4% between 2011 and 2023, with Tsumeb experiencing a 62.9% increase. Men are urging their fellow social workers to feel comfortable seeking support for their mental health. The call came during a mental health and suicide prevention session held Tuesday at the Disability Resource Center in Okuriangava, Windhoek. Ketemba Shipweya filed this report.
Let me say our social workers in Namibia here, we only have a number of females. For me as a man, if I go to a social worker and he's a lady, I won't open up that much as me talking to another man. And if I start talking more, I'll think like I'm not that man enough. Like if I'm talking next to like a man to man, the connection will be like, it's more different from me. My advice, I would say, we better have more male in the social worker.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa says his country is in talks with the United States to reduce tariffs imposed by President Donald Trump. Speaking at the United Nations General Assembly, Ramaphosa warned that trade is now being used as a weapon destabilizing the global economy. The South African leader also called for the continuation of the African Growth and Opportunity Act.
It is concerning that geopolitical shocks and unprecedented trade policy volatility are destabilizing the global economy and jeopardizing a critical source of development finance. In fact, trade is now being used as a weapon against a number of countries in the world. We must redouble our efforts to strengthen the link between trade and development. Unilateral trade practices and economic coercion have a detrimental impact on many nations.
Ramaphosa's statement comes as AGOA, which allows 32 African countries duty-free access to the U.S. market, is expiring at the end of September. So far, Washington has not provided any clarity on its renewal. And India has reportedly agreed to reduce purchase of Russian oil as it negotiates a trade pact with the United States. Latest oil import data, however, shows New Delhi continues to buy close to 1.7 million barrels per day from Moscow.
A Washington Post article says India has quietly agreed to reduce its dependence on Russian oil as U.S. pressure is mounting on New Delhi. Donald Trump's administration says India is fueling Russia's war machinery and cited this reason to impose 50% tariffs on it. Now, as India looks to soften the blow on its economy, it's holding trade talks with the U.S. Officials have yet to comment on reports of India reducing Russian oil imports, but data from private trading firms shows imports dipping slightly but remaining broadly in the range of 1.7 to 2 million barrels per day. New Delhi has said it is looking to diversify its oil procurement, hoping it will help reach a deal with the U.S. sooner. Ishan Garg, New Delhi.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.